A few weeks ago, the buzz surrounding the Los Angeles Dodgers had to do with whether or not they could capture Major League Baseball's record for most wins in a season. Now, after losing 15 out of 16 games, even winning their division is up in the air. The stunning change in fortune has shocked fans all across the South, and that includes our very own Kevin Roderick. He keeps tabs on L.A. every Monday here on KCRW and is here with L.A. Observed. Hey, Kevin.
Hi, Eric.
I understand you were there for this the first loss of this historic losing streak. Tell us about that.
Well, that's right. My wife and I went out to see the Dodgers play the Milwaukee Brewers a few weeks ago. They were in the midst of this glorious winning streak, and we thought, well, we'll see another game. Well, they got shut out that night, and they've only won once since then. So I guess you could say we're partly to blame.
Baseball players and fans are notoriously superstitious, and it appears that this losing streak really began after the Dodgers appeared on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the Sports Illustrated cover said, in the middle of a really big winning streak, asked the question, are they the best team ever? You know, and it was a very colorful cover. It was Yasiel Puig was pouring Gatorade over the head of Justin Turner. He's the third baseman with the big red beard. And that's the kind of thing that some fans cringed when they saw that, because there is some history of teams tanking after being featured on Sports Illustrated. But also was an audacious question to ask for about a young team that had some stars doing really well, and they were winning a lot of games, but they didn't have a track record of being anything close to the best team ever. So I think the answer, even at that time, even among fans, would have been, well, probably not. But they didn't see this coming.
For those of us who aren't following the team that closely, how would you describe why the team is losing? What has happened to them?
Two simple reasons. They're not hitting and they're not pitching. Well, actually, a third reason. They're not playing very good defense either. The Dodgers, for a team that was playing as well as they were, have collapsed in all areas, and that's what getting the attention of the baseball press around the country now, because right now the Dodgers are what everybody is talking about, because it's very rare for a team to be playing as well as the Dodgers were playing at all, and then to go into a tailspin like this. It's very rare for a team to lose 10 games in a row. The Dodgers have done that a couple of times in Los Angeles, but have never lost more, and very rare for a team to lose 15 of its 16 games.
So if they're not pitching and they're not hitting, what do they need to do to get back their winning ways?
Well, that is the big question, right? For fans, they're worried about this because no team that has lost 10 games in a row has ever won the World Series, and no team that has lost 15 out of 16 has ever won the World Series. And this was the year that fans were really looking to the Dodgers to get it all together. They've been in the playoffs the last 4 or 5 years, but this was looking like their year, right? And now everybody's wondering, what do they have to do to get back onto their winning ways? And it does seem as if manager Dave Roberts is wondering as well. So at least that none of us have heard yet that there's any kind of a magic bullet, because they've lost to good teams, they've lost to bad teams, and now they're going on the road for 10 games, and they're playing a mixture of really good teams and really bad teams. So we'll know a lot more at the end of this 10-game road trip.
Well, as you know, the Dodgers have not won the World Series since 1988. That's almost 3 decades ago. As you mentioned, many fans thought this year would be the year. Dodgers take on the Giants tonight. Are you still optimistic?
Well, the Giants are playing so poorly this year themselves that this is an opportunity for the Dodgers to get back on track. And, you know, baseball isn't a game that you can't predict. Things happen most of the time in baseball, but they don't happen all of the time. And I think a lot of people will be watching this game tonight just to try to find out what's really going on and can they get it back together.
Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observed. Kevin, thanks.
Thank you, Eric.